Sri Lanka aligns itself with the statement delivered by the non-aligned movement under this agenda item. We welcome the dedicated work undertaken by the working group in advancing the right to development as a universal and inalienable right. We commend in particular the able leadership provided to the working group by You Excellency Zamir Akram as chair rapporteur, including in the evolution of the draft convention on the right to development. Mr. Chair, in our statement during the 21st session of the working group in May this year, we highlighted how the COVID-19 pandemic threatened to reverse many hard-earned gains of developing countries in delivering on the SDGs. 5 months on, we witness with more clarity the devastating impact that it has left on our lives, societies, and economies. This is in a context where the pandemic is yet to run its course, but continues to cause havoc through emerging variants, exacerbating inequalities between and within states. In terms of human development, millions around the world have been deprived of their right to health, education, and an adequate standard of living. UNICEF estimates that more than 168 million children have lost a full year of education. The global GDP is projected to contract significantly, causing an acute impact on low-income households and leading to many more millions in extreme poverty in low and medium human development countries. It has also predicted that the pandemic would greatly increase the number of people in these countries suffering from malnutrition. In the short term, a sizable percentage of the world population remain yet to be fully vaccinated, with the trade-related waivers still awaiting operationalization. These global circumstances, in our view, urge us more than ever to strengthen efforts towards fully operationalizing the right to development through the adoption of a legally binding instrument. As an intrinsic element of the SDGs, right to development should no longer be a moot point that serves ideological or political reasons, but should instead be utilized to ensure that no one and no nation is left behind during and in the aftermath of the pandemic. We highlight in particular the importance of addressing challenges surrounding production, distribution, deployment, and acceptance of vaccines, lifting of unilateral coercive measures that undermine effective responses to the pandemic, and enhanced financing by states and financial institutes in the area of development. Mr. Chair, Sri Lanka remains committed to ensuring the right to development through its national development policies and programs. With its long history of consistent investments in health, education, and poverty alleviation, Sri Lanka has been successful in achieving high socioeconomic standards through free and universal healthcare, free education, access to safe drinking water and sanitation, and near universal electrification. Similar to other developing countries, Sri Lanka too suffered greatly due to the pandemic. However, we are determined to forge ahead amidst challenges. We have been very successful in our vaccination program, with 84% of the adult population having received both doses of the vaccine as of November this year. From an economic perspective, the government has provided support to small and medium businesses in many sectors through interest moratoriums and financial sector interventions. Daily wage earners and low-income groups were also supported through cash grants and dry rations during lockdowns. However, while these national measures are underway, it is imperative that international cooperation efforts aimed at supporting national recovery plans are further strengthened, including through development financing and debt relief, which would help developing nations emerge from this uncertain situation. In this backdrop, Mr. Chair, we welcome the work that the working group has continued to undertake with regard to the draft legally binding instrument on the right to development. We also thank the Special Rapporteur on the right to development and the expert mechanism on the right to development for their valuable contributions. We earnestly hope that the current session of the working group will see serious and constructive consideration of the draft legally binding instrument with a view to achieving tangible outcomes at the very earliest. Thank you.